Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Okay, so I have my partner here, Nick, who is a retired police officer out of Florida, which is probably a good thing because the Grennans are being tried in Florida, even though this is a federal trial. The person that I have profiled before, her name is Elizabeth. She used to work for Darman, and we always nicknamed her the Hoo-Ha Bug Lady. To give a little background, you can check my blog out for this, but she literally stuck MMS up her hoo-ha and thought she saw a bug with googly eyes come out. Okay. So this is where this is coming from. So she now put the federal judge on notice.
Hold on a second. Before you can go into that, yeah, she probably fried half of her brain cells with the bleach. That's... never mind. Just continue.
So she put the judge on notice. So I'm going to read this, and my partner, who it was a police officer in the state of Florida, is going to react to the legal nonsense to see how ridiculous it really is. Okay, so this person's name is Elizabeth Lamboy Wilson. She lives in California. Okay, this was dated July 1st, 2023. She addresses it to Judge Cecilia M. Eltonaga, Chief United States District Judge, Southern District of Florida, Angela E. Noble Court, Admin. 400 North Miami Avenue, 8th floor, Miami, Florida, 33128. Mind you, this is right around the corner from the prison. Okay? So they have to go through a tunnel, which is up in the air, to go through and go to court. And poor Mark Grennan was complaining about his treatment, which I did make a video on that earlier, but I can put in the video in here, the audio, so you can hear it.
They closed our bank account. They took down all our YouTube sites. They've taken down our broadcast. They took my books off Amazon. I thought we had the freedom of press. Why would they take my books down? Why would they take it off Barnes & Noble? Why would they do this? Why would they go around the country? I mean, the world, when we arrested, and there's a law called conspiracy against rights. Chain us up, and we have to walk a quarter of a mile back and forth to court, right? They chain the ankles and hands, and we have to scuffle along in a tunnel, right? And before we do that, they strip us, bend us over, make us lift our testicles, bend over, spread our butt cheeks, and then we come back to court after being surveilled the whole time, and they do it again.
So I am going to read this legal document, or quasi-legal document. Case number 21-CR-20242-Altanaga. Subject, unlawful imprisonment of Mark, Joseph, Jonathan, and Jordan Grennan. We all know this is going to be good. You ready, Nick?
No, because it smells like sovereign citizen crap, and I hate that.
Dear Judge Altanaga, I hope this letter finds you well. I am writing to bring your attention to a grave injustice that has been inflicted upon Mark, Joseph, Jonathan, and Jordan Grennan, and to express my deep concern regarding the actions taken against them by corrupt corporate entities without any valid claim of damages or injuries caused by the Grennan family. No injuries. The countless bowel lining coming out of these children, rectal prolapse.
Why? Just keep going. I have a feeling this is going to get worse.
I urge you to carefully consider the following information and take immediate action to rectify this injustice. Section 1, personal testimony. I would like to share my personal testimony about how the Brennan family and the ministry they founded have positively affected the lives of countless...
You can't just volunteer yourself as a witness in a fucking case. Sorry.
The autistic community allows her foul language. We fully embrace it, so go right ahead.
You just go, hey, Judge, I'm going to be a witness in the case. Yeah, go ahead. Try that. Please try that, because then you'll be in the cell right next to your buddy.
Their unwavering dedication to compassion for mankind is commendable.
Hold on. Is this the same people that, you know, sent their social security or whatever cards back and then hid in a different country from everybody else and then started swearing, cussing, and telling people off? That doesn't sound much like a compassionate person to me.
Their birth certificate, but yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're already doing good.
So much so that the country of Bolivia has approved the Grenin sacrament chlorine dioxide known as MMS for its people.
I'm okay, keep going.
I was told by doctors in the state of California that there was no cure for an illness I was diagnosed with and that I would be on the medication for the rest of my life. Lo and behold, after the use of the G2 Church of Health and Healing Sacrament, chlorine dioxide, MMS, I was cured of all my illnesses and diseases.
Sarcasm warning. Yeah, sure, it cured all your diseases and your brain cells, too. That tends to happen when you take something that's toxic and, you know, you start losing brain cells, so then you think that you're okay and you're not.
Section 1A, a gentle reminder.
She's Section 8.
The Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution grants criminal defendants the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. The amendment explicitly states that, quote, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. The Grennan's trial has been unreasonably delayed. Thus, the requirement to drop the charges as their Sixth Amendment rights have been violated. There's no end quote because this person doesn't know grammar.
They're right that the speedy trial is not violated because they put in so many different things to delay the trial. So because the trial is taking so long, it is not on the government or the prosecutor's part. It's on their end, which means they're the ones stalling the case, so that's already inaccurate.
So what he's talking about is that they have put in countless motions over things that are ridiculous. They even cited a case from before the United States was a union disputing the borders of two northern states. I don't remember which ones they are, but one has nothing to do with the other. Okay. Section 1B, the Seventh Amendment.
Oh, God.
No fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rule of the common law. Wait, I know what you're going to say. Just wait till I'm done with this paragraph, okay?
Yep. I'm trying.
Okay. In the Seventh Amendment court, one can require all parties to possess firsthand knowledge of accusations.
No.
There must be an injured man or woman making a valid claim against a living man or woman. I'm going to add that even before people recognize gender identity, there are intersex people. There are people who have two X chromosomes and a Y chromosome. Where would they be there?
Unfortunately, with the past amendments and everything else being as old as it is, that's how it's written. But
yeah, that's how it's written. But she knows better.
Regardless, that is totally totally wrong. Like, if she go take Criminal Justice 101, go take Law 101, just fucking basic freaking Google search of your first, the Bill of Rights, will tell you you can actually read the full amendments. And I hate it. I absolutely hate these sovereign citizens.
Wait, not everyone knows what it is. They don't know what common law is. Not everyone listening is going to be from the U.S. And some Americans don't even know what in the heck it is.
Okay, well, we're talking about Americans that should know better, but they apparently don't.
Oh, can you explain it?
Okay. Common law is what these people, and I say people because sometimes I wonder if they need additional, like, they've gone off their rockers. They've gone to, I can use generational terms, but I'm not going to.
That's okay, because they're boomers.
They're completely wrong. And what they say is sovereign citizens are people from the U.S. that don't recognize the laws of the U.S., of the outside of the Constitution, but still don't follow the laws of the Constitution, regardless. It's ridiculous. They think that they only follow the law of the land or the Constitution, which they don't even follow the Constitution because they don't read the darn thing. They read one small sentence in there, and they don't recognize it. They said they don't recognize it. They recognize natural law. Natural law is not a thing. Common law is not what they portray it to be. Common law is something that happens that is perceived. It's not really technically legally enforced unless a state, independent state, recognizes common law, i.e. common law marriage is one. Which this is like, okay, you've been in a relationship for like 7 years or something, for example. I don't remember which states have that one. Okay, then you recognize certain things. Okay, cool, that's common law. But their version of common law is that they can do whatever the hell they want. Prime example, driver's license, which is actually quite funny because a lot of people think that driver's licenses are a right. It is not a right, it is a privilege. It actually says privileges on your cards, and that's state by state. That's not even federal. But they say they don't need a driver's license to travel from point A to point B because they're not moving anything commercially and they're just traveling. Well, that's not how that works. There's other additional laws. They really don't pay. And then some of them, and this is a great time. This is the greatest ones of all, are the ones that sit there, get arrested for something, walk up in front of the judge and start spouting out something about maritime law versus constitutional law, which is a thing. And maritime law is a thing, yes, but it's not what they think. They try to say that, oh, well, we don't recognize this because we don't have to. So, basically, auditors, sovereign citizens, they basically choose what laws they want to follow as long as it's not against them.
Okay. You ready to go on to the next section?
I hate sovereign citizens so much.
Section 2, Notice of Joiner and Culpability. By receiving this correspondence, you are hereby put on notice that your involvement in the injustice being perpetrated against the Grennan family creates joiner and culpability by either commission or omission. It is imperative to recognize that the continued imprisonment of these men undermines the very principles of justice and compassion that they have tirelessly worked to uphold. I implore you to reconsider your stance and actively contribute to their immediate release with extreme prejudice.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. You know what? Go fucking look up the 14th Amendment. Due process, okay? Or due process. Pretty sure it's the 14th. Go look that up. Go look it up. Go look. It tells you step by step how a case and a whole process on how it goes. You can't just go to the judge, hey, I demand you let them go. And the judge is like, okay. No, that's not how that works. You're in a jury trial now. Judge's main responsibility is to guide the trial and help to interpret the law. However, the ultimate decision-making is through the jury. With some extreme cases where a judge could technically override a jury decision. But those are very rare and not common.
Section.
This is what happens when people that don't know any don't research or even look up what they're saying and just start spouting out nonsense outside of their mouths because their brain is completely cooked from drinking the damn solution that they're trying to defend.
Section 3, Notice of Principal-Agent Relationship. It is crucial to acknowledge the principle that agents are responsible for the actions of their principal, and the principals are responsible for the actions to their agents. I think this person just throwing out just big words to sound smart, sound like she knows something, but she sounds like she even knows less.
If they're responsible for their own actions, then that means that your friends who are sitting in jail for trying to sell...
They're in federal prison, buddy.
Oh, right. Federal prison for trying to sell... An unapproved, unauthorized. That's why we have state regulations for. That's why we have federal regulations. That's why the FDA is there. That is why CDC is there. Did any of these sign off on the thing? No. I wonder why that is. Probably because it's toxic. So their actions, if you're saying you have to be accountable for it, guess what? They need to be accountable for their own ridiculousness.
You know, even Dr. Oz is a quack, and he helped speak out against this. That should tell you something. Anyway, the unjust imprisonment of the Grennan family reflects poorly on all those involved in their detainment. I urge you to evaluate the impact of your actions or inactions and recognize the profound consequences they have on the lives of these men and the values that they stand for.
You know, I'm starting to wonder if somebody put large buckets of MMS in the water filtration system. Because lately there's been a lot of quacks, both... on a, I guess, a semi, yeah, they're not even professional, just a bunch of quacks, totally. I can spout out a whole bunch of examples, but we all know. We know who they are. Oh, we know who they are.
Section 4, notarized signature. To lend credibility to this letter, I have enclosed a notarized signature as required by the laws of California. Please find the notarized document attached to this correspondence.
You are so freaking stupid. I'm going to send a notarized by California law to a Florida thing.
It's federal. It's not even on the state level.
Okay, to be fair, though, anybody can have anything notarized, okay? You can sit there and say, hey, I'm going to send a happy birthday card, and I would like it notarized. And they will, you get the right people, they can notarize it. The notary will probably be like, what the hell is this for? I just want a notarized birthday card sent to my friend. Okay, that's whatever. And the ones that charge will be like, oh, that's an easy $20.
But if you have have a bank account, it's free.
I'm just making numbers up.
Anyway, I know you are. That's what they do.
I'm trying to get a point that you can actually notarize anything.
All right. I urge you to evaluate the impact of your actions or inactions and recognize the profound consequences they have on the lives of these men and values they stand for.
They don't have any values at this point.
Section 4. We did the notarized signature. I'm sorry. I reread from the wrong space because your rant was just amazing. As a fellow member of mankind, I implore you to recognize the immense compassion and positive impact that the Grennan family and their ministry have had on countless lives. This is my fervent belief that they are innocent and do not deserve to be subject to unlawful imprisonment. Are Are you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you're lucky you live in it, that this person's lucky they live in a country with free speech, because that's
something.
Okay, it's entertaining at best. It's entertaining because you could just sit there and go, wow. Some people just they just don't know what's going on, do they? They have absolutely no clue what's going on. So, here, hey, there's bleach water down there. You want to go get it? Yeah! Jumps off a bridge, lands into a freaking toxic pool of radiation. Are you cured of everything? Sure am!
Okay, breathe.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Thank you for taking the time to read this letter. I trust that you will give due consideration to the matters raised herein and take immediate action to rectify the injustice faced by the Grenin family. I demand their immediate release, as their continued detainment contradicts the very essence of justice and compassion. I require a written response to this letter within 30 days from the letter's postmark, and if I do not receive a response within 30 days from the postmark of this letter, it will be considered passive acquiescent and contractual agreement to guilt as being a participant wrongdoer in forthcoming common law claims of injury against mankind. Respectfully and sincerely, Elizabeth Lamboy Wilson. So she is demanding from a federal judge.
And telling the federal judge that they're guilty of some made-up law that they had.
Yes.
You know, again, free speech. Otherwise, they would have been placed into a place for, Okay, folks. Time to learn the lesson today. This is what happens when you drink chlorine dioxide, MMS, or any type of other bleach solutions. You go on to a rant that not only has a lot of inaccurate information, but then you decide that you're gonna add that little top spicing on by threatening a federal judge and telling them that they're guilty of laws with absolutely no proof. Just because the judge is sitting, having to listen to this case. I feel bad for both the jury and the judge that have to sit there and listen to this nonsense that's about to happen. Because, good God, they're going to add more motions to the day. They're going to sit there and
they're not allowed. They already had the cutoff. They're not allowed to have any more motions.
Okay, so during the trial stuff, there's a whole bunch of other things that can delay it if they wanted to. But the point is that poor judge, that poor jury, these folks already can't keep their mouths shut and start screaming. What they're gonna just get up in the middle of the, I guarantee you, I'm projecting this, they're gonna get up, somebody's gonna start screaming in the middle of the courtroom, they're gonna get removed, and that person's gonna go, I wasn't allowed to sit in on our own trial. Because you were causing a problem and not listening, and it doesn't matter anyway. No matter what the decision is that they give them, they're not even going to follow it because they're like, we don't want to listen to it.
All right, so we may do another one of these with another one of these quote-unquote documents. This has been Nick, a retired Florida neurodivergent police officer, which I think we broke his brain and he needs a rest.
No, my brain's already damaged. This just kind of made it hurt worse. Like, my brain, I have brain damage, and this makes me feel smarter.
See, he actually has TBI. You know, some people joke about having, damage to their brain. He actually has TBI.
I have one too many times, but I still don't act half as bad as that person. Why would you drink a bleach solution? That is just, I can't.
Or put it in other orifices?
That's too much information. Too much information.
All right. That has been a Nick reaction. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.